we are by Pashas Truma, but next week in Yetz Hashem I'm going to be traveling around, so there probably won't be time for a shir. So let's talk a little bit about Purim now already. It's coming up, it's Rosh Chodesh today, and there's time for Simcha. Now, there's a very interesting Rambam in Peres of Hilchos Megillah, Halacha Yud Ches. The Ravid argues with it because it's such a chiddush what the Rambam says. But we can learn a lot from the Rambam. Like this, that Kol Sifrei HaNeviim, Kol HaKesuvim, Asidim Livota Livoisa Moshiach. Livoisa Moshiach, the whole of Nach is going to be bottled. No more Neviim, no more Kesuvim. Putz me Megillas Esther. Except for Megillas Esther, Tarehi Kayemes Kechamisho Chum Shei Toro, Uke Halochos Shel Toro Shebal Peh, She'enon Betelem Oilom. Very, very strange. By some Moshiach, the whole of Nach will be bottled, except for Megillas Esther, which is going to be eternal in exactly the same way as the Chamisha Chum Shei Toro are eternal, and the Toro Shebal Peh is also eternal. Now, the Rambam doesn't tell us why all of Nach is going to be bottled, and he also doesn't tell us why Megillas Esther is not going to be bottled. Now, on the first question, why the rest of Nach is going to be bottled, turn the Rambam on and we'll see what he means. It's like this. Megillas Esther is not going to be bottled. Although the remembering of all the tzoros that went over Klal Yisrael going to be bottled, shenema, kinishkechu ha-tzoros ha-reshoinos v'chinisteru me'ena. Yimoisa Mashiach, the experience of Yimoisa Mashiach is going to be so enormous and so wonderful that the memory of all past tzoros will be bottled. Mea Purim lo yevutlu. Purim is not going to be bottled. Shenema v'yimea Purim o'ele lo yavru mitoicha Yehudam v'zichram lo Yosef mizaron. So the Rambam is saying like this. Although all the other tzoros are going to be bottled, so it's mashma that what he meant before was that Nach is going to be bottled, because Nach, taken in a general sense, is something which is there to teach us how to handle tzoros, to remember the tzoros, to remember the tzoros. All that is part of Nach, and evidently none of that is going to be of any significance once we are in the Yomais HaMashiach, because then things are going to be so terrific that all those things are not going to be nageya to us anymore. Thus, Megillas Esther is going to be Kayam. Now, the Rambam says, the Pasuk, why? And that's a little strange. Like, why does the Rambam leave us hanging with a question? The fact that he doesn't explain why the rest of Nach is going to be bottled, that's not gefährlich, because like in the end of the Rambam we'll see, by inference, why it's going to be bottled. He's asking, Megillas Esther should be bottled because we're not interested in the Tzoros anymore. So it's mashma that that's the reason why the rest of Nach is going to be bottled. We understand why the rest of Nach is going to be bottled. But why is Megillas Esther not going to be bottled? Dog the Rambam, I have a posuk. Yeah, but what is the Pasuk telling us? Why is that so? Very mysterious. It's a strange way of writing a halacha when it obviously is going to leave us guessing and we don't understand why the Rambam paskens what he paskens. Now, I think that the answer to that is that the Rambam, in fact, gives the answer. Remember, this was halacha Yud Ches we were talking just now. I think that the Rambam gives the answer in halacha Yud Zayin, meaning that in Yudayin, he describes to us what Purim is really all about, so that when he says in Halacha Yud Ches that Purim is not going to be bottled, that Esther is not going to be bottled, we'll understand ourselves why it's not going to be bottled. Know what Purim is all about, so we'll understand why he means that it won't be bottled. Let's go back to Halacha Yud Zayin. What Purim is all about, what the nature of Purim is, the way the Rambam describes it, understand why Esther won't become bottled. Rambam says like this. In Locha Tezayin, he had told us about the three mitzvahs of Purim, besides Megillah, there's Suda, there's Maton Yoinim, and there's Shlachmanis. Rambam says, Mutav la'odam laharbois b'matonos av Yoinim, milaharbois b'su'udosoy u'vishloyach monos l're'eyu. Better to spend more money on matonos av Yoinim spend the money on the Suda or on Shlachmonas. That is something which all of us can take to heart. We all tend to like to make a fancy Suda, and we like to send very nice monas to our friends, and perhaps sometimes we spend more money on that than we do on Matonas Lev Yoinah. Lo Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is so generous. I know here in Baltimore the unreal amounts of money donated on Purim for Matonas Lev Yoinah, and it goes like it's mamish beyond description. Baruch Hashem, Natayra Yidin. But that's what the Rambam says. You have to make sure that the Matonas Lev Yoinah should be more than the Suda and the Shlachmonas. Why? She'em simcha gedoyla umfuara, elo lesameach leiv aniyem v'yizoymim v'almonas v'gerim. There's no greater simcha than to make these people, the ones who are poor, the ones who are nebuch orphans, widows, gerim, to make them happy is the greatest simcha that can possibly be experienced. And Rambam says, why? She'em sameach leiv ha'umlolim ha'elo, somebody makes all these poor people, the unhappy people, tries to make them happy, then he is like the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Emma, because what do we know about the Rebbeinu Shlalom? Pasuk in Yaya, Lahachayos Ruach Shafolem, Ulahachayos Lev Nidkoim. Rebbeinu Shlalom is Mechaye, the Ruach of the downtrodden, and his Haye, the heart of the suffering. So that's who the Rebbeinu Shalom is. So since the Rebbeinu Shalom describes himself as Lahachios Ruach Shafolem and Lahachios Lev Nitkoy, so then we see that somebody who does this thing, who engages in making these people happy, is Doime L'Shechina, and that is why Matonas Lev Yoinim is more important than, and you should spend more money on it, than Shlachmonas and the Seuda. Oh, so he's done with the Shechina. Oh, there's a wonderful, wonderful Shvikel Putner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, on this Rambam. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Yontov also says a very, very similar kind of halacha. It's of Simchas Yontov. But Rambam says it's very important to think about the Aniyim, and therefore people have to have Aniyim at their table on Yontov. But we said the Rambam's reasoning there is very different than his by Purim. This is Hilchos Yontov, Perek Vov, Halacha Yud Ches. Interesting also, Halacha Yud Ches. So what does he say? He says like this. He tells us about the mitzvah of Sudas Yud Ches. Ukeshu oichel v'shoise, when he drinks, Tayiv l'hachil l'ager l'yosom v'l'almono im sho'or ho'aniyim ho'amlolim. Let us sit down to our Yontif Suda, lest we have with us, right, the Ger, Yosam, Almona, and the Aniyim Ho'umlolem. Noyel Dalsus Chatzeroi, if somebody locks up his house, for Euchel, the Shoise, Hu, Ubonov, the Ishtar, friends, the Eomachil, Umashkel Aniyim, and he doesn't give food and drink to the Aniyim, Morin, Nofesh, and those who are bitter with life. Einzu Mitzvah, Einzu Simchas Mitzvah. That's not a simchas mitzvah. That su'uda is not a simcha of mitzvah, elo simchas kreisoi. It's off his stomach. Val elu nema zivcheyem kelechem onim lohem kol ochlov yitamohu ki lachmom lenafsham. When lachmom is lenafsham, when the food they eat is focused only on them, that means they are eating and they are drinking and they are having a great time. Don't look at anybody else, and they don't regard the people who need it. That's not a simchas mitzvah, it's a simchas mitzvah. Simcha kozu kolain hulohem. That mitzvah is a disgrace. When a person sits down on Yontov and he doesn't invite aniyim and umlolem, then that is a disgrace. Shenema v'zerisi peres al penechem peres chage. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam doesn't really say the same thing as he does by Purim. It's the same idea. You have to have the Aniyim also be happy. You have to do your bit to make the Aniyim happy together with you. But he says a different reason on Purim. By Yontif he says it's a Simchas Kreisoi, Koloin, not Kedai. But on Purim, there's a different Cheshbon. There's the Cheshbon, Sho'oisekein, Doime L'Shechina. Remember he said, and Matonas Lev Yoinim, you give out Matonas Lev Yoinim to the poor people. Am Sameach Lev Ho'umlolim Ho'elu, Doime L'Shechina, Shneem Alahachios Ruach Shefolem, Ulahachios Lev Nitkoim. So the halacha in Hilchos Yontov and Hilchos Gilas seem to be essentially the same, that it's a mitzvah to think of the poor and the bad people and the oppressed people. And the Putna Zecher Tzadik Livracha says a Moyer de Gezach, that Rambam in Hilchos Megillah says that Vo'oisekein Doime L'Shchina, somebody is very ragish to poor people, bad people, and the Morei Nefesh, that Doime L'Shchina, he's not just saying in general, because the Rebbeinu Shlalom likes to help poor people. That would be the Cheshbon, then that belongs in Hilchos Tzedakah. If today, when he talks about the dinim of Tzedakah, he should say, oh, and if you give Tzedakah and you care about the aniyim, then you're doime l'shchina shenema l'hachi azur shefolim l'hachi azleidin et koin. But he's not saying that as a general klal in Hilchos Tzedakah. He's saying it over here in Purim. So Rav Chaim Halevi Brocha says, beautiful, beautiful, to tell you the whole arichus, it takes too long. But the idea is as follows. Not the pshat is that in a general sense, Rebbeinu Shalom is lahachiyos ruach shafolim lahachiyos leib nitkoim. Saying that the Rebbeinu Shalom's Purim consists making the depressed and the oppressed happy. Saying in effect is that the whole yontif of Purim, Rebbeinu Shalom's matonas lev yoinim to Klal Yisrael, Rebbeinu Shalom's matonas lev yoinim to Klal Yisrael was the yontif and the Yeshua of Purim. Why? Because Hemus is, by learning Tanakh and understanding a little bit what was going on over here, all the Nes of Purim, the whole concept that felt themselves so threatened by Haman, the Matzav HaRuach, it must have been enormously, enormously oppressed. People were very sad, very depressed, I should have said. Why? Because they felt themselves abandoned by the Rebbeinu Shlalom, felt themselves totally abandoned by the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Here they were in Golos. Remember that Beresh had made a cheshbon, the kelim, mikelim, shonim, by the Suda at the beginning of the Megillah, he takes out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, because he figures the haftocha of the Nevi'im was that the Golos would only last. His cheshbon, the 70 years were over. Oh, so it seems that the Rebbeinu Shlalom has retracted from his this with Klal Yisrael, and he's not going to take the Yidden back. Now, it doesn't say whether the Yidden at the time realized that he had made a wrong cheshbon. It could be that they held the same way. I can't explain to myself a different way how they came to be Nene Misudas Achashverosh. Chazal say, Mibnei Mar Neschaivu Saneim Shal Yisrael Shubo Oysa Doi Kliya. First, Teres the Gemara says, Mibnei Shenene Misudas Achashverosh. Imagine that if some Ivorite king is going to make a Suda, and for 180 days he's going to sit there. Yidden are going to be there. It makes you sick just to think about it. So what are Yidden doing by the Sudas Achashverosh? So Chazal say it was a terrible Avera, and because it was an Avera, they were Chayiv clear, and therefore you needed the cure of Purim. But never mind the Avera part of it. A Yid becomes sick while you're Shoyim, and we can see from the old Megillah how life was like in the palace of Achashverosh. No lives, no seichel, no nothing, no batamed, no culture, no nothing, just shikras, ugliness and filth. And you can imagine the kind of host that Achashverosh was when he had his great idea about amusing his guests by bringing in Vashti. Like with those, that's where Yidden want to honor the floor. Never mind the chait of it. Why would the Yid want to do that? Only thing that can explain it is the total yish, the total giving up hope that Yidden had felt. Look, you have to remember that Golus Bovel, of which the Golus now was an extension, first time that Yidden had gone into Golus after Yitzhak Mitzrayim, they weren't yet the Am Hashem. After Matan Torah, they became the Am Hashem. Eretz Yisrael, now the first time they were sent into Golus was now. They had no experience of coming back from Golus. So they were totally discouraged. And go back further. The Yidden gone back to Eretz Yisrael. That was by Koivash, when he allowed them to go back to Eretz Yisrael. That being such heroes. Most people remained in Bovel. It's a terrible, when we look back at it, it makes us feel so guilty. Those of us who are sitting over here in the flesh pots of America, we have to ask ourselves, are we also perhaps as at fault as the people in Babel. The people in Babel, Muslims, didn't come back. So the people did go back to Eretz Yisrael. They were such heroes. Eretz Yisrael was a disaster. It was an empty country. There was nothing there except marauding bands of robbers and wild animals and malaria and mosquitoes. It was a terrible, terrible, terrible place. Went back, and they went back with so much Mesiras Nefesh, and so much they listened to Tagai, Ha'ez Lochem Atem, Losheves, Vavotechem Sufunem, Vavayz Azeh Chorev. We have to build the Beis HaMikdash. They went and they started building the Beis HaMikdash. It was a very poor kind of building, but nevertheless they put all their koichos into it, all their love of the Ribbono Shel Olam into it, going to build and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. They were the real heroes. Went back when so many people, probably a lot of very tired Yidden, elected to remain in Bavel. We have to remember that Dov Kosov in the Mahalach of the Bais Sheni, Torah flourished in Bavel. Hillel didn't come from nowhere. Hillel came because Bavel became a very tired. So people, probably even Choshev Yidden, stayed in Bavel. The back. And they said, we are going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Would have expected it, perhaps not in so many words, but certainly subconsciously. Would have figured that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to have nachas from us, going to be happy that at least some of his Yidden are willing to come back to Eretz Yisrael and to build the Beis HaMikdash. And what happened? Achashverosh Kosvu Sitna. Achashverosh stopped him from building. Remember when he said to Esther, Adchatsiya Malchus V'seyotz, he said, I would only add Chatziah Malchus. If you ask me to give Rishus for the Beis HaMikdash to be continued to be built, he said that I'm not going to give Rishus for. Imagine the years here they sacrificed so much. So much, we can't even imagine what the sacrifice. So much, it must have been with so much more, giving over their comforts, giving over. Like they only had one view, one vision in life. Chagai. What are you going to? You're sitting in comfort in the flesh pots of Babel, and the Beis HaMikdash is Chorem, and you don't do anything about it. They went back. No, so here we are. We're trying Ribbono Shel Olam. We're trying to help. And what happens? Ribbono Shel Olam rejects them. B'yemei Achashverosh Kosvu Sitna, no more Beis HaMikdash. So there must have been a terrible yish by the. Must have felt that the Ribbono Shel Olam had totally given up on them. That's why they went to the Sudas. I had an explanation. They said, look, if this is going to be, there's no more future for us. We're never going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So what's left for us to do except to go to the Sudas Achashverosh and perhaps to drown our Yish in unbelievable what happened. That Ribbono Shel Olam made the nation. Suddenly, our relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam is still there. In that Maimer, he tells to the Rashi and Shabbos, that we all say, you know, Chazal say, by no problem, hakegiges mikan moido rabbe loy reisem. So the kiblu b'meach hashverosh, that was in Kabbalah satayra b'meach hashverosh. Rashi says, you know why hode kiblu b'meach hashverosh? Me ahava sanes, ahava, the love that was manifest. It could have just said they were grateful. They were grateful that the Ribbono Shel Olam had saved them. They were in a big danger. Ribbono Shel Olam had saved them. Oh, so they had a Yeshua. So therefore, they were hode kiblu b'meach hashverosh. But Rashi says, me'av asanes. What does it mean, me'av asanes? They were in the nes. The love of the Ribbono Shel Olam had not been attenuated. That the love of the Ribbono Shel Olam was still there. He loved them. And relationship was still there. And that there would be a Yeshua. And that would be going back to Eretz Yisrael. That is the pshat, the Ribbono Shel Olam's Purim. Ribbono Shel Olam's Purim was a matonas levyonim. That's what the Rambam means over here. Hilchos Megillah. Let's read it again. Shein sham simcha gedoyla mefuara ele lesameach lev aniyem v'yesoymem v'almonos v'gerem sham sameach lev ho'em lo lemo'ele doyme l'shchina. The Rambam doesn't mean in Hilchos Tzedakah. If you give a lot of tzedakah to poor people, you're doing the shrine. That's with some Alzheimer's. But that's not what he means here. He says, the one who does that on Purim, celebrates Purim in the same way that the Ribbono Shel Olam celebrates Purim. Emma, lahachios ruach shefolim, lahachios leiv net koim. That lahachios ruach shefolim, or lahachios leiv net koim, that was expressed on Purim. That was the nes of Purim, the Yeshua of Purim. Comes out like this. Rambam has stellt avek in Halacha Yud Zayin. He has taught us. What did he teach us? Taught us that what is Purim? Purim is recognizing the Rebbeinu Shloilem as Lahachayos Ruach Shefolem or Lahachayos Lev Nitkoim. Rebbeinu Shloilem reveals himself to us on Purim very, very special way. Oh, Ela, we understand already the Rambam in Yud Ches. Rambam doesn't have to tell us anymore what he means when he says that although the whole of Nach is going to be bottled, Megillas Esther is not going to become bottled. Why not, we asked. Rambam said, Torahs are already not like Eyatas anymore. But still, there's a Pasuk. Yeah, but good, if the Torahs are not like Eyatas, so what's the Pasuk tell? Why shouldn't it be bottled? Well, it is because it's a difference. Over here, my Megillas Esther, what's important to us, not the story of the Yeshua, but it's important to us in a different way than the normal Yeshuas of the Rebbeinu Shloilem are important to us. Other Yeshuas from the Rebbeinu Shloilem are important to us because we owe him a debt of gratitude. We probably didn't deserve all this, and nevertheless, you helped us. Wow, that's a sibah for an enormous gratitude. Here it's a different story. Rebbeinu Shloilem gave us a shir. The Rebbeinu Shloilem's Purim Torah is, you know what? I'm a lahachiyos ruach shefachiyos leiv nitkoim. That limud, the Rambam says, does not become bottle la'osid lovai. When Moshiach will come, that doesn't change a day. It doesn't change a kiyuzeh, our need to know who the Rebbeinu Shloilem is. Much about the Rebbeinu Shloilem given us, or is granted us, to experience the Rebbeinu Shloilem as Lachios Ruach Shefolem or Lachios Lev Nitkoim. That is what our experience of Purim has emes is. All of us, as we prepare for Purim, have to remember that. We want to Rebbeinu Shloilem Nachas from our Purim. You know, Purim is a hard yontif to celebrate. I always find it difficult. Tisha B'Av somehow is easier. Enough to be sad about. There's enough to mourn about. That doesn't need any Groyser Hesber. But Simcha and Purim, when so many tzoros going on in the world, it's hard, and especially like the tzor of bench, the chayvon and lufsuma b'purim, drinking more than a person is rogel. How do you do that Jewishly? How do you do that in a way that it should really be lachas to the Rebbeinu Shloilem? Not an easy yontif. Here, in these two Rambams, the Rebbeinu Shloilem has, you know what, I have an etzah for you. If you spend your entire Purim helping the Ani and Olim, running around and chasing around to help people, to make people happy, look, there's so many people who are lonesome, and invite everybody in the world in, and with happy Purim, you know, it's very hard for people. Sometimes people live in an area where the alarm and find a good yidden, hundreds of people coming to the house, yeshiva bachers and coming in and tameach and making pelach, and nobody comes to them. Maybe the bachim come to, or whoever it is that's going around, they go to the yeshiva yidden, so they're so generous. But somebody who doesn't have very much money won't go to. There are lots of ani olim, there are lots of people, purim, when everybody is so busy trying to express his joy, there are people who find it very, very difficult to express their joy. Dafke, if we want to give Nachas Ruach to the Rebbeinu Shloilem, those are the people, Each, and Domak in the middle of the Rebbeinu Shloilem, Lachayos Ruach Shloilem, or Lachayos Lev Nitkoim. Find it once. Rambam really mean, in Halacha Yud Ches, he says that it's not mortal. Megillas Esther Harehi Kayemes, Kachamisho Chumshe Toiro. That just like the Torah is Kayemes, so Megillas Esther is Kayemes. Now what does that mean? What would the Rambam have lost if he would just have said, Megillas Esther is not going to be bottled? We know that the Torah is not going to be bottled. Nobody's going to suggest that the Chumash, the Torah, is going to be bottled. But if Rambam would just have said, you know what, that called Sifrei HaNeviim v'chol haksuvim asidim livot le'moisa Mashiach, chutz b'Megillas Esther, harehi Kayemes, would have stopped there, would have been fine. We would have understood that of all Nach, only Megillas Esther is Kayem. Why does he have to say that Megillas Esther is Kayem k'chamisho chumshe toiva? Why does he have to say that? Although there's a deep emes in what the Rambam is saying over there. They're going to be Kayem like the chamisho chumshe toiva. Because the emes is that Megillah has a great affinity to toiva. In Halacha. No, and Megillah says that by the Megillah you have to make sirtut. In other words, that there are ways of writing the Megillah where it has chumras in the way that you have to write the Megillah are only there by the Torah. When you write the rest of Nach, you don't have those chumras. Oh, Megillah, because the Gemara learns it out, it says in the Megillah, it describes the Megillah as Divrei Sholaim ve'emes. What is conveyed by the that Megillah is emes, it's Divrei Sholaim ve'emes. It says Ka'amita shel Torah, that Megillah is like, it bears the quality of emes with the fact that Torah is emes, and when you write the Torah, there are certain doctors which you have to be careful about. So too by the Megillah. That means, in my is Megillah more similar to the Torah than Yeshaya or than the Megillahs, Koheles? What is there? Of all the Sforim in Tanakh, only one that's compared to Torah in Halacha is the Megillah. Divrei Sholem ve'emes is Ka'amita shel Torah. What does it mean? So I thought to myself that maybe it means like that, you know, the Ramban in the Hakdama to Chumash. Ramban in the Hakdama to Chumash says that the whole of the Torah, the whole of the Chamisha Chumash Torah, are shemos of the Rabbanim. I don't know what that means, at least I don't know what that means. But what it conveys certainly at some level, without understanding it in any kind of profundity, that every single word in Chumash, all the letters in Chumash, are there in certain combinations to convey to us, this is the Rabbanim Shalom. What does it mean, the name of the Rabbanim Shalom? Name is descriptive of who the person is. The whole of the Torah is shemos of the Rabbanim. And that means that the whole Torah conveys to us in thousands of different ways ideas and understandings concerning the Rabbanim Shalom. So I said to myself, Mamush, the Megillah is also like that. It doesn't do it in the same way. The Torah tells us the shemos of the Ribbono Shel Olam by having the letters written in such a way that various combinations of the letters can teach us a lot about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Megillah teaches us about the Ribbono Shel Olam because it tells us a story. Because the whole story of the Megillah, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam coming to us and introducing us. You know who I am. I am the one who is Lahachias Ruach Shafor, Lahachias Leibnit Kohen. The whole Megillah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not mentioned in the Megillah. We all know that. What's the explanation? Why isn't he mentioned in the Megillah? I think that the way we're talking, the explanation of that is because the whole Megillah is one big shame of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What shame of the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Megillah projecting to us, it's the shame of the Ribbono Shel Olam as Lahachias Ruach Shafolem and Lahachias Leibnit Kohen. That is the shame which the Ribbono Shel Olam is projecting to us. In the, that's why it's Divrei Sholem Amita Shel Torah. That's never going to become bottled. Ribbono Shel Olam never be a time when the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want us to look upon him as a Lahachias Ruach Shafolim Lahachias Leibnit Kohen, because that is something in which we can, our own small way, try to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam, especially on Purim, wake to people's sorrows, to privations, to loneliness, to bitterness. And Dafka, those are the people whom we should hate on Purim. Much nicer to go to Purim and there are hundreds of billing around there and money and a lot of drink. But Purim is not a time for fun. Purim is a time to give the Ribbono Shel Olam nachas. Oisekein doime l'shchina. Rabin matonis levyoinim, he's doime l'shchina. Everybody afraid of Purim. I don't think that makes it the whole time. But im yitz Hashem, let's wish you all a freilich and teuche to celebrate Purim the way the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to. Lachias ruach shafolem, lachias leib mit koim.